Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Okay. Who's supposed to be doing the reading today?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Okay.
Yeah.
You would like to go ahead and start the reading?
Is Carrie on?
Is she on?
That's what I'm saying.
706-220?
No.
I think so. I see a
706-220.
Hello, Aunt Carrie.
That's it. She can't hear you.
She
ain't got you on mute, is she?
No.
Hello.
Hello, Auntie. Can you hear me? Auntie Carrie.
She ain't got you on mute, is she?
No.
You got.
Come on, be quiet.
Uh-huh.
Can she hear you?
Come on, will you be quiet?
What?
Will you just be quiet?
Let me see if she on. Let me see what she answers. Yeah, well, let me see what she answers.
Here go Loretta now. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Ain't that Karen number there, though?
Hello, Dot, I'm on. Y'all gonna hear me? I hear y'all.
So yeah,
we can
hear
you,
you now. We hear you now.
You hear me now?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll start it over.
My father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give you that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that speak unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, as my father did laid you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father hath chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, but the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance of the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. But as for the children of Israel which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent to Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, and 180,000 chosen men which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearken therefore to the word of the Lord, and return to depart according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord of Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other put him down. And this thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests and the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised in his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense.
Amen. Amen.
Reading of 1 John 11, Carrie. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Brother Hubert, Fee, May, Mother May, Brian, and myself. Amen.
And Wale.
And
Wale.
And
Wale.
And Auntie Wale. Praise the Lord.
That's it. I know it's right.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the Nellie Family Weekly Prayer Service to give God praise and to honor his name. Let's give God a mighty praise right now.
Woo, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
And we pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now I have a T Dot doing the opening prayer.
Yes. Heavenly Father, I pray that our path is like the shining sun, not a darkness, for your words say. But the path of just is like the shining sun, that shining even brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is darkness. They do not know why they stumble, according to Proverbs 4:18-19. Your word is a lamp upon our feet and a light upon our path. According to Psalm 119:105. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that blessing, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. The song I chose, this would be my first time chancing this phone thing. So I hope that everything goes well with the help of my brother and my mother. The song that I chose is The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power.
So I live in St. Louis. Carson lives in California.
We're so distant, don't get to see each other.
I'm in training.
Okay.
Jesus shed for me. I'm excited already. I'm sorry. Way back on Calvary, He needs the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will set his presence
go see it.
It's not to run no program.
Okay. We're moving right along. Praise God for that song. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So next we'll go right on into our program for good news. I have Mother May. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from 2 Kings 6 to 1 through 7, and it's about the floating axe head. What does the floating axe head in this passage mean? Our finicky mind tells us this is not supposed to happen. We know that iron is not bullion, and yet this passage clearly stated Elijah made the iron float. 2 Kings 6:6, how does one come to grip with the sin of contradiction of nature? Jeremiah 32:17 stated, ask, sovereign Lord, that you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. The last line of this verse suggests that the law of God and the law of nature are all part of the mystery of the universe created by the sovereign God. Although they seem to defy the law of nature, miracle like a floating axe head are an integrating part of God's plan. This miracle reminds us that no situation is without hope or purpose in the divine plan of God. If God created this world in 6 days and made human being out of the dust of the earth, then surely he can make iron float. And when we come to him like the young prophet who came to Eli with his desperate situation, we too experience a miracle like that of the floating axe head. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Mays, for sharing that good news from 2 Kings. Next I have Fee. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Can you hear me? You know, feeling blessed and feeling good and hoping everybody is feeling the same. Feels good to just have all y'all present, even though it's not here, you know, and the physical, but it's definitely here and the spiritual through the Lord. Now, Brian and I are getting married next, not this Monday, next Monday. So that's some good news.
All right. Amen. Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen. Congratulations.
Thank you for sharing that wonderful news, P. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalm 40, 1 through 17. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifts me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us, no one can recount to you, were I to speak and tell of them. They would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here am I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips. As you know, O Lord, I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For trouble without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, be applauded at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, brother. What book did you come out of? Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 40. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from John 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is, I can't see this thing now, the same is that a thief and not a robber. A thief and a robber. But he that enter in through the door is a sheep. I don't know, my eyes went off. Once at the door is a sheep, is a shepherd of the sheep. In him, the porter, I can't see this. Y'all got to come back to me.
Okay, no problem. We have patience, so we'll come back to you.
Yeah, come back.
Okay. Next I have Brother Brian. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 70. And it reads, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my heart. Let them be turned back for the reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord. Thank you for that reading, Brother Brian, out of Psalm 70. Next I have Auntie Wally. Is there anything you would like to share, or are you just a listener tonight?
I'm just a listener tonight.
Okay, and we're just so happy that you are here with us tonight. Let's see here. Who else needs to go? Okay, I will go next. Auntie Dot, did I get you?
No.
Okay, could you go ahead and share some good news with us tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 23, Auntie Dot. I guess the only person left is me. And I don't know what you're saying. And I will coming out of 1 Corinthians 13. And me, I am all about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always persevere. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay.
I'll go now, Loretta.
Oh, I forgot you said you wanted to come back to us. Go ahead, Auntie Terry.
Okay. I'm reading John chapter 10. Very, very, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door is not the shepherd. He that climbeth up and enter the other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he that enter by the door, he is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hears his voice, and calleth his own, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he gathereth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John. And we have reached a part of our program where we recognize and pray for our sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone I need to add or take off the list? Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for everything that you do for our sick and shut in every second of the day. Especially for Auntie Waleen, Kamisha, Jackie, Mary Ann, Joseph, Auntie Betty, Mary Lowe, Sister Shirley and family, the Williams family, the Lowe's family, Uncle James, and Norris, Brian, Tangie, Sylvia, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of this prayer. Father God, we trust in your word that says, by your stripes, we are healed. We thank you for being there for us. And not put, we know that you would not put more on us than we can bear. And we pray him for complete healing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Birthday. Let's see who I have here.
Did we go last time?
What was the date?
It is. We started the 7th.
Okay, so birthdays from the 7th to the 13th. Okay, let's see here. I have Sage on August 16th. Nope, you said 13th. You know what? I'm reading from Angela's list, so I feel like I'm losing someone. So, anyone birthday? I have Shalita Williams on the 3rd. I have Jazz on the 8th. Struggling here. Okay, that's all I have. Is there anyone have a birthday that I didn't read from the list?
Tamara. On the 7th.
Okay.
And that's the day. Okay.
That's the day.
And
Jewel?
Jewel.
Mm-hmm. And we have Jewel's birthday as well. I didn't go through my list to find out who's next to be singing the birthday song, but everyone sounds beautiful when they sing it. So I'm going to go with my nephew, Brian.
Okay. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you, Brian, for that beautiful song, Stepping Up and Being the Man That You Are. Amen. 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 Okay. We are moving on to our praise report, testimony, song of poem, and even more Bible verses that you would like to share. So I'm going to go down the list you can share or say pass. And I will start out with Brother Hubert.
Okay.
Sister P.
Okay. I would say God was confident. I like to talk all the time, man. That's when you know the Holy Spirit is starting to jack you. That's good. Hijack you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. All right. So I'm coming with some storytelling, and then I'm going to bring it back to the word. All right? So now y'all got to stay with me now. I'm going to go somewhere with it. Trust me. All right. So about 3 months ago or so, my nephew was in town. He's 18 years old. And he asked me, did I see this movie, The End Game. So it's related to, like, you know, the Avengers, Marvel, you know, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther. It's basically all the superheroes in a movie fighting the evil, you know. So I was like, oh, no, because now the movie before that was Infinity War. I remember what happened at the end of Infinity War. Now, the bad guy was able to get his way, and his way was destroying half of the world's population. So he was able to wipe out half of the world. Boom. So as I'm embarking on the new movie, when the new movie starts, half of the world's gone. That means, like, most of the superheroes are gone. So it's only, like, a few superheroes left. But they did some stuff, figured out how to roll up on the bad guy. Now, when they rolled up on the bad guy was on the island looking real scruffy, looking like a castaway. And he was happy because half of the world was gone. And then he didn't even get mad before the good guy chopped his head off. So I asked my nephew, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. That don't even make sense. What's the point of doing all of this? What's the point of him taking up half of the world? And he was like, what do you mean? He's the bad guy. That's what the bad guy does. Now, mind you, I've watched a lot of Marvel and stuff, and, you know, it's always good versus bad. But it's almost like, you know, kind of in that moment, you know, it just, you know, as the spirit is moving within myself, it's so great to be able to relate so many things that can tie back to how the Lord gets into your heart, because we have to resonate it for us. We all have our own worship, so what's good for the next person and forth would have them understand. And being that I'm young in my faith, not by age, but more by being young in my faith, I'm pretty sure you understand that. Now, let me get to the point. So the war before that was the Infinity War. And then the movie where eventually, you know, good guys came back, took it over, won the battle. Boom, the battle was won. Now, it was just so joyful just to relate it back, you know, to biblical, because we're in a spiritual warfare. So basically, just like the bad guy in the story, that's like the enemy. The enemy don't care. He just doing it just because. It's almost like we have a tendency to try to figure out why we doing bad things, why we doing this. And it's like there's no purpose to the enemy. That's what he does. You want to just stop things. He want to take you down, destroy. Now, the movie before was Infinity War, and infinity means forever. So spiritual warfare is forever. But they won that battle in the end game, but don't mean another battle going to come up. Now, I'm coming out of Victory in the Spiritual Warfare, Tony Evans, and the way he just breaks stuff down is so beautiful. And that's what kind of have me get the world revealed to me, because he's such a storyteller, you know, so enhance storytelling. Now, we have to remember that whatever is plaguing you today in the physical realm is imitating from the spiritual realm. If we do not address the cause, we will never get the cure. The enemy wants you to forget that. He wants you to continue to believe that your spouse, your boss, your friend, that drink, that drug, that emotion, or even you yourself are the problem. Now, as us Christians have the access to the full armor of God, but that doesn't mean that we're using it to walk in his victory. Now, when Paul gives us what we need, and Ephesians chapter 6:18, and basically he just breaks down what acts of faith, that armor, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times.
in the spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Notice how many times the word prayer or a synonym for prayer is used in that short statement. We see it as all prayer, petition, and pray. Paul has purposely chose to emphasize prayer immediately following his instruction on taking up the armor of God. We all can use a little more prayer. Prayer is the key to the world getting right. And thank y'all for listening to my story. But it's just beautiful how as we come together as a family just last week, look how we got blessed in the prayer line. You know, with a, you know, Sister Wallin, man, you know, look how we just continue to come together as a family. Let's keep our prayers strong. Let's keep them up because it's a spiritual warfare out there. And the enemy, every time we get over a battle, just like in that movie, they're scheming on another battle. The war is infinity. But we go, all right, but we're going to win these battles. Amen.
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 Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with, I'm sorry, any praise report, testimony, song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the worker. The goodness of God. The goodness of God is one of his attributes of God as well. Description of his very essence. God by nature is inherited good. As the Psalm 34:8 say, tell us, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that take refuge in him. He is the foundation and the goodness of every good. People can have good traits or do good deeds. But the goodness is not of our character. Simply put, our goodness come from God. The goodness of God is one, is at the core of the Christian faith. It is because his desire for us is good, that he provides salvation through his Son. Everything God does is for our good. He has goodness in us and in every desire to do good. But the true goodness comes from the one and only perfect good and want good things for all people. Therefore, our goal should be to show the goodness of God in other every day. Every believer should have their personal experience of God's goodness. Blessed are those that take refuge in him. God, fear God and his commandment, then God will watch over you and provide all your needs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing out of the worker, Auntie Carrie. Next, I have Brother Brian. Is there any praise report testimony? I bet you passed because I had you to do the birthday song. Okay, let's see here. Fee, is there anything up? Nope. I'm sorry. Do you have a praise report testimony, song or poem, or even more Bible verses you would like to share with the group tonight? Oh, you already did. I'm sorry. I'm a little off today because I ran in at the last minute to start this program, but I thought I had myself together. Okay. Let's see here. I have Mother May. Any good news tonight?
Yes, I want to share this from the song.
It's a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. Amen.
Well, I want to share Proverbs 5:1-23. Shining a light in our family. Proverbs 5 describes a father instructed to his son to live a moral life. He warned his son about staying away from the snare of sin, especially the sin of adultery. To combat this temptation, he counseled his son to employ two defensive weapons, namely wisdom and insight. First, the father counseled that practice wisdom means not listen to the smooth talk adultery. In fact, not only should the son not listen to her, he should avoid going near her. Do not go near the door of her house. Follow her may bring temptation pleasure, but with it come anxiety, anguish, sin, and destruction. For those who are committed to walking in the path of righteousness, however, is a glorious future with Jesus Christ. Therefore, his father warned, beware of smooth talking and remember the word of wisdom taught by God's word. Second, verse 15 and 17, set defined boundary for maintaining family in our marriage and commitment to our family. These verses instruct us to seek sexual fulfillment exclusively with our spouse within the boundary of marriage. To seek satisfaction elsewhere would be insert God's wisdom and plan. In order for family value to become reality, wisdom is insight must play a vital role in the life of the family. Not only must we verbalize rules and guidelines for family members, but we must model these precepts in our lives on a daily basis. With the power of God's Spirit, we will be able to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit in our family. Perhaps we may apply a paraphrase of Matthew 5:16 in our family. In the same way, let your light shine before your spouse and children, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And as they witness our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, hopefully they too will be drawn to him and accept his gift of eternal life. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Proverbs. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise support testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report. Yesterday I went down with my sister and my niece to see my sister Betty, but one of us didn't get to see her, and the rest saw her on FaceTime. But we went by carriage. She had just us a nice dinner, and we just had fun, and we got lost, but we got found. Anyway, we had a good time with my sister and my niece. Yeah. So thank you, Jesus. We did find our way. Amen.
Okay, so those of us that don't know where you went.
So what?
Where do you live? What state?
Oh, we went to Augusta. Auntie Betty.
Okay, thank you. That's all I was trying to get out of that. I think I have covered everyone. Did I?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and yes. I do apologize for me stumbling over this, but I'm in a new place trying to handle this, and I'm trying to do the best I can and keep up. So if everyone has finished their praises and testimony reports, I need to assign parts. And I really need someone to just really kick in because I am out of breath. So, for assignment card from 1 Kings and 13, who is it?
I do it, Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot, I need an opener.
Yeah. Auntie Care.
And I seriously need a closer for next week.
I'll close.
Okay, see you close for next week. So for next week, I have Auntie Dot doing the 1 Kings 13. For my opener, I will have Auntie Carrie. And for our closer, I will have Fee. Now, I have no idea who's doing the closing credits week. Is it Auntie Carrie?
No,
it's
Hubert.
Oh, Brother Hubert. Brother Hubert's coming to us with the closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mercy by which you allowed us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Lord, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove good, acceptable, and perfect to what your will is. By grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us that we may prophesy according to our faith and to teach according to your precious word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Hubert, for sharing a powerful closing prayer with us. Let's see. That actually takes us to a song. And I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm going to give it a try.
Close my
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Where am I? evidence against him.
Okay, sorry about the interruption, dear Lord. Here we go. Is there anything anyone else would like to share before we close out for this Sunday?
I would just like to say we just have a quiet prayer for our first cousin, Donald Mellum, and my sister that is in the hospital, Betty, and my sister-in-law that is in the hospital also, Mary Lowe. So we just have a little quiet time for that.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Anyone
else would like to share anything at this time?
Yes,
yes.
Loretta.
Oh.
I just want you to have a safe trip back home.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we really enjoyed you.
Okay. I want to thank you guys. With you guys being here and gone, and I'm still here, I feel like I've been here a whole year. But I feel that I need to share with you guys. The reason that I'm totally raffled today is that my sister wanted me to meet her book club members. So I was running late due to traffic, and my brother Hubert was stepping in, but I didn't get a good look from him when I walked through the door.
Okay.
But I told him, I said, next time you approach me with respect. Okay. Next, I would like to thank Auntie Wileen for joining us tonight. A good praise.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed the service.
That is not a last time. And I have to add, Auntie Wileen, Angela was looking forward to you joining us last week. So she's going to be happy and a little bit jealous.
Yeah, I had other things last week, but I plan on coming on. Might not be every Sunday, but I will be coming on.
We'll,
okay.
We'll take whatever you can give us.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us. And that concludes our program for tonight. Let's see where I'm with this. I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I think the program went well, regardless of my fault. But I hope everyone have a blessed and safe week. Put God first in everything that you do. Amen.
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 Amen. We love you all. Have a blessed evening and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We love you all and good night.
Good night.
Oh, boy. Oh, I.